Okay, we're up to Perek Zayin, end of Perek Zayin. We're up to Pasuk, Yud Aleph. Ani lidodi v'olai teshuk asai. This Pasuk is similar to the Pasuk, Ani lidodi v'dodi li. Right, that's probably the most popular Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. But here is something a little bit similar, Ani lidodi v'olai teshuk asai. I am to my dod, and upon me is teshuka, so is his yearning. Teshuka, so is a very powerful word, which means not just to yearn, but it means to yearn with an intensity. Okay, let's see the mitzvah stavet pasuk yud aleph. Ani l'dodi kasher nishma el hachashuka haftocha v'hayyudim halalu. Pasuk yud aleph is the response of the dod, of the chashuka to the words of the doit. In the last few psukim, Hashem was speaking. Hashem gave high praise to Klal Yisrael. And now, after Klal Yisrael hears these beautiful words of praise, she responds. So this is a response to the previous psukim. Kasher nishma el hachashuka ha'avtocha v'ha'yudim halalu. When the chashuka, when the isha, when she hears the promises that Hashem has made for Klal Yisrael, and Hashem hears the Yehudim, the Yehudim means the designation, the uniqueness, this like the Shparuch Hu guarantees that we will be unique, that we are the chosen people. Omro hine me'os yodati enach. She says, I knew this already. It's nothing new. This, that we are unique, that we are the Am HaNivchar, is nothing unique. This is something which has been established from time immemorial. Omro hine me'os yodati asher ani miyuchedes ledodi. I knew this from long ago, that I am unique to my beloved. V'chol teshukasoy hu olai, and all of his yearning is for me. Loy al hazulos, and on no one else. The fulfillment, we mentioned this a few times, the fulfillment of the bracha, the haftacha, that Hashem promised, that Moshe, the request, and Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'niflinu ani v'yamecha. And may we be unique. Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he made a request, that you should not rest your divine presence upon the Umay Soilan. That was part of the silver lining of the Egel. It's very, very interesting. That request only came to be only because Klal Yisrael sinned, and when they sinned, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, and part of his tune was v'niflinu ani v'yamecha, that we should be unique. That begs the question: what would have happened if Klal Yisrael did not worship the eagle? Does that mean Moshe would never have made that request? And does that mean that it was a possibility that Kadosh Baruch Hu indeed would rest the Shechina upon other nations besides us? Possibly. Is that possibly true? That's a very interesting thought. If that was indeed possible. But the bottom line is, after the Chet Egel, Moshe made this request, Hashem granted his request, that we are unique and Hashem only rests his Shechina upon us. And that theme is brought out multiple times in Shir HaShirim, that it's us and no one else. Vanim Shulhu, what is the message of this pasuk? Ki ilu omr Knesses Yisrael, me'oz yadati shani loy la'om, v'lo yimas bila hachlifeni be'amacher. I knew this from time immemorial, that I am his chosen people, and he will never exchange us with another nation. So, v'olai teshuka, so according to this interpretation, going back to the pasuk, ani l'dodi, I am devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'olai, it is only upon me teshuka, so it is only upon me, Hashem's yearning is only upon me, Hashem will never exchange us for another nation. Now, let's see Rashi, there is no Rashi. Now, some of the Mefarshim learn that the end of the pasuk, olai teshuka, so is not like the Mitzudos. It's a request. Oh, there's a Rashi, I'm sorry. Okay, v'kach yatshuva. Okay, v'kach yatshuva. I have a different text. V'kach yatshuva. Ani l'dodi v'gam hu mishtakekli. I am to my beloved v'gam hu. He yearns for me. These words of Rashi are pretty much the same thing as the Mitzudos, that it's a statement. It's not a request. It's a statement. Ani l'dodi, I am devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'olai teshuka, so it's a fact. Ask the fact checkers. It's a fact that we are unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, other commentators understand this as a request. The request is, Halvai Hashem V'olai Teshukaso, you should yearn for us. In other words, it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. If we're not deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily going to rest His Shechin upon us. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'olai, if only it will be that He will yearn for us equal to the degree that we yearn for Him. So either it's a statement, a matter of fact, as both Rashi and the Netzudos explain, or it's a request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should yearn for us. The Darshanim, they explain that the Musa. The Musa here is it's Zel U'mazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always deals with us Mida Kineged Mida. And therefore, the more we allow Hashem into our lives, the more Hashem will enter our lives. The more it will be clear to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis. And therefore, it's Zel U'mazeh. Ani Lidodi, I am to my... you have to read it backwards. Ani Lidodi, the Olai Teshuka, so we'll read it backwards. Hashem is... A lie upon me is teshuka so is only equal to the degree that ani lidodi. The more I allow Hashem into my life, the more Hashem will enter my life. But if I keep Hashem out of my life, then Hashem also will distance Himself. Lefi, the degree of ani lidodi, according to that degree, Hashem olai teshuka so mida keneged mida zelu mazeh. Hashem will yearn to be with me and will protect me and guide me and be there for me.
Wouldn't the earlier pasuk
of Lidodi Dili, the same idea.
Have been, yeah, more clear as to this reciprocity?
Yes. Yes. So what? Why do we need two psukim saying the same thing? I don't know the answer. I don't. Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li. Here it's more intense. It appears that over here in this expression, Olai Teshukaso upon me is Teshukaso. It's a very powerful word. The shok, the word Teshukaso, had the word that the Sharish is, and the article, so the article explains shok, the marketplace. What is unique? The unique characteristic of a marketplace? Intensity. There are people running around all over the place. People running here, there. There's traffic. There's commerce. There's an exchange. There's intensity. So when you take the word shuk and you connect it into yearning, it means not just a yearning, but a yearning with intensity. There are many different parts. There are many different dimensions, aspects. They're all coming together. Shuk is also the thigh. The thigh is the strongest part of the body. The thigh is what keeps a person strong, keeps a person erect. It gives the person the koyach of walking, of moving. The thigh is the most central part of the body, which is critical to a person's health and the person's ability to produce in this world. Same thing, teshukaso is an intense yearning, not just an ordinary. I'm not just a statement that I'm a member. Okay, let's see over here the targum. Targum pasuk yud aleph. Targum says, Amras Yerushalayim. The speaker, according to the Targum, is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is speaking. It says, Kol zman da'ano mehalcha be'orcha demori olma. As long as I conduct myself in the ways of the Master of the world, Mashrei shechinte b'nai, Hashem will rest His Shechina upon me. As long as I am ani lidodi, I'm following in the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem will rest His Shechina upon me. Va'alai masva, and upon me will be His yearning. Masva comes from the word taiva, desire. He will have a desire to be with me. Uvi Eden, but Chas v'Sholom. Now he's in. So over here, the Targum here is giving us the converse. But if Chas v'Sholom, Uvi Eden, the Anos Sotya Min Orcha say, when I turn, I deviate from, when I deviate from His ways, Misalek Shechinte Mibeinei, Hashem will remove His Shechina from me. Umital Tel Yosi Beinei Amamaya, and send me into exile. Period. The Inun Sholten be, and they, the Goyim, when I go into exile, they will rule upon me. Kigvar de Sholet beintesay, like a man rules over his wife. Now, all of this over here is very, you know, it's very elaborate, and it's very hard to see where exactly the Targum is getting to inject these words into the pasuk. Seemingly, it comes from the word shoik, because shoik is a thigh. A thigh represents the erva. It represents matters of ishus, of marital relations, man and wife. So it's saying here, as long as I am lidodi, then olai to shuka so. It's a relationship of marriage, of marital relations, what will be between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. But the converse is, if I'm not going to be lidodi, I'm not going to be faithful. I'm going to worship idols. I'm going to do things which are not proper. The Nekadosh Baruch Hu is going to exile me. I'm going to go out of the Umos Olam, and they, the Umos Olam, are going to be shoylate over me like a man is shoylate over his wife. Okay, so simply shoyk means. Chazal said, "Ain isha one woman is only jealous of the thigh of another isha." There's an expression in Chazal which means they use this expression, the yarech. Yarech is the thigh, but the shaykh is also an expression of a thigh, which represents matters of marital relations. Okay, now let's go to pasuk yud beis. L'chododi neitzei hasadeh. Now Klal Yisrael continues to speak, and she says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Let us go out to the field." Nalina. Nalina Bakifarim, let's go out into the field and let us lodge in the villages. Mitsudos Davin, maybe, okay, let's pasuk yud beis. L'cha dodi, tishlach amarecha l'chalois p'nei hachoshok. She continues to speak to her beloved. To the dough, the choshuk is the dough. She continues to speak loymar lo, and Klal Yisrael is speaking. The isha is speaking to her beloved, and she says as follows: Neitzim in oir hasadeh, let us go out of the city and let's go to the field. V'nolin ba'achas min hakfarim, and let us live in one of the villages. Asher hakramim smucholecha, one of the villages which is near the city. Period. V'hanimshul, what is the nimshul? Hu ki'ilu amar k'nes Yisrael elamokim baruch hu leichna be'ore hasadeh uvam uvakfarim. Let's go out in the cities and in the villages. L'hashkiach leichna.
Doesn't it say from the city?
I have a base. You have a mem? Me'ore? I have a base. Leichna be'ore hasode in the cities of the field. I mean, it's the same idea. In the villages, uvakfarim. Let's leave the comfort of the big city and let's go out into the little cities and the villages. L'hashkiach, to take a look at the ma'aseh an shehen. Let's look at the conduct of the people that live outside in these villages. Im ki einam miyushavim umechuchamim ka'an shekrachim. Even though they're not wise, the people outside of the inner city do not have the same degree of yosher and chochma ka'an shekrachim. The krach means people that live in the big cities. Da'yaros gedolos sheyesh buchem mimi lil. In other words, the people in the big cities, they have people to learn from. There is direction. There are madrichim. There are rabbanim. There are chachamim. There are people from whom to teach the masses. But once you leave the comfort of the big city, you go out into the villages. These people, there are people out there that have no one to teach them. Ki chachneim rabu lamala. Inside the city, there are many chachamim. Ashaloyim sokein b'ari hasaduk farim. Because outside in the villages, you're not going to find people that are chachamim. Now, this really is building into the next. Let's maybe read the next pasuk as well, because this pasuk really builds into the next pasuk. So, come, my beloved. Let's go out to the field. Let's lodge in the villages. Villages means not in the cities far away that are small. They're rural. The suburban, and let's see nashkima lakramim. Let us get up early into the vineyards. Nira, and let's take a good look im parcha hagefen. Pasuk gimel. Let's take a look if the vines have begun to blossom. Pita chasmodar. Smodar means the unripened grapes. When a grape is a third of its potential growth, it's called smodar. Heinetsu harimoinim. Let's examine if the pomegranates have begun to blossom. Sham there attain there I will give es dodai my love loch to you. Now what does that mean? The Mitzvah continues in this theme of this these two psukim together. Nashkimu lakramim bihiyo shakramim smuchim la. Novoi behashkama, since the vineyards are near to the kfarim, the villages. Novoi b'hashkama, let's get up early in the morning and take and inspect the vineyards, esakramim, ad shaloi tizrach hashemesh b'tekef hayom, before it gets very hot, before the sun shines midday and it gets very hot. Nireh, Sham there nis aneg, we will take delight, lirosim kvar parcha hagefen, if the vines have begun to blossom. In pita chasmodar, if the unripened grapes have begun to blossom. Sham there bikramim eriloch ahavos yelecha, there I will show you my love. Achar sheyiye lanu harchavas halev mehat mitainug reiyas pirchei hagefen, after we have been stimulated by seeing beautiful things, looking at the beautiful vineyard and looking at the blossoming of the pomegranates and of the grapes, then we'll have stimulation, then we'll be in the proper frame of mind in order to be in a good, have a good conversation, to have a beautiful relationship. V'hanim shel hu, what is the message? The message is Kiilu Knesses Yisrael Emeres Loch. It's as if Klal Yisrael says Kiilu Knesses Yisrael Emeres Loch Sham Leich Sham Lebate Kinesios. Hashem is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go out to the Bate Kinesios Umedrashos V're'ei Es HaTalmidim V'HaChachamim if they have developed, if the Talmidei Chachamim have matured and have done and have produced quality chokhma and ma'asim tovim, v'sham tireh goydel shvachi v'ahavosilach, and there I will show my the great love and praise that I have for you. So, in other words, according to the parish of Nesudas Tavek over here, it's all a mashal that Klal Yisrael is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me show you how much we love you, and this can be seen out in the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Kinesios, which were typically in the time of the writing of the Sefer Shir Hashirim out in the out of the city. It's not easy to have a base medrash when you're in the middle of the hustle and bustle of the city, because there are too many distractions. In order to be matzliach in learning Torah and tefillah, you have to leave the distractions of the city and go to a place where it's quiet. And that's the image over here. The mashal over here is nashkimu lakum, we'll go out to the vineyard. We know there's a famous yeshiva called Keren B'Yavneh. Keren B'Yavneh in the Gemara. So it was a vineyard. Why was it called a vineyard? So simply like exactly what it says over here, exactly what the Mitzvah of the Lord is saying, is that it was located in a place where no one would bother them. You go out into the fields, who's going to come there? You're not going to have any business. No one's coming there to go do business. No one's coming there to bother you. It's a place that's quiet, a place that is ideal to delve into the Chochma of Torah. And that's what he wants. Now Rashi elaborates a lot more on this idea by telling us what the image of all of these things are. Let's see Pasuk Yud-Bez and Yud-Gimel together. Pasuk Yud-Bez and Rashi, L'cho dodi deitze hasadeh, come my beloved, let's go out to the field. Darshu Rabbeinu be'ervin, Amra Knesses Yisrael, Ribbonai Shaloylam, Al tidineini ki yoshvei krochem. Don't judge us like the people that live in cities, in the big cities, sheyesh bohem gezel v'arayos. The people that live in the big cities, it's common to find corruption, theft, arayos, ela, but judge us like the people that live out in the villages, kiyoshe perazos, people that live outside of the big cities, sheheim balei umnois, v'oiskin b'toira mitoichatchak. The people over there are people who have professions. People who live out in the villages, they're busy working the field. They're not oisek. They don't have time to be oisek in stealing and in arayos. When you're out in the field, there that's called, that's what Rashi recalls the bali umnes. And the mashal over here is, let's go out, and Rashi enters into the drush, into the nimshal, and the nimshal is that let's not look at people who are doing averos. Let's look at the talmidei chachamim that are oisek in Torah and tefillah, mitoy chatchak, even though they don't have parnos. Nalina Bakfarm, let's look in the villages. Nalina the Kaifrim. So Rashi says, don't read Bakfarm villages, read it Kaifrim. Compare us. us to the Umay Sa'olam, to the children of Esav who are koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nolina ba'koifrim, bokom v'yerecha, I will show you b'nei Esav. Let's analyze the children of Esav. Shehishpata lechem toivo, you have bestowed upon them success. Look at the Umay Sa'olam, they're wealthy, they're rich, they're successful, and yet they have a koifrim bach, and they deny your existence. Nashkibo lakranim, let's go out to the crumb of the vineyard. So this is exactly, what?
By the way, that Rashi is based on
a medrash. I have it right here, the medrash. It's a medrash, it's also a Gemara Masech the Ervin. It's even better than a medrash. It's a Gemara Masech the Ervin. Dorash Rava. My dechsev l'chodo netzi asodar b'ri l'gemar n'alim n'alina v'kvarim n'ashkim l'kramim n'ira imparcha gefen pitech asmodar hinei tzorimanim t'chol pasik l'chodo di netzi asodar the gemar says amr k'neses yishol l'fnei k'dosh baruch hu divanu shalolam al tidineni ki yoshvei k'rochim sheyeshvem gozel v'arayos he has more. Rashi only said two things. Gezel Arayos, here the Gemara says, Ushvua Shav, Ushvua Sheker. Two more things. In the city, people are swearing falsely. Neitzi Asodeh, Bo the Areka Talmidei Chachamim, Shoiskim Batara Mitochat Chok. Okay, now he goes on. What's the next thing? Let's go further in the Rashi. In the Rashi, Nashkim.
It's almost like saying that. It almost sounds like Yiddishkeit was not meant to be practiced in large cities, but in the. Rather in shtetl.
In the shtetl, in the ghetto? In the ghetto, we did not, it's, in history, Klal Yisrael never put themselves in the ghetto. Ghetto, we were always, in, historically, we were always forced into a ghetto by the Umay Sa'olam.
Right.
And historically, when we broke out of the ghetto, that was the beginning of mass assimilation, mass intermarriage. So in hindsight, it turns out that it was a blessing in disguise to be put into a, to be put into a ghetto that somehow through the generations it protected us, it protected us from assimilation. Okay, let's see. Nashkimo lakram. Let's go get up early to the vineyards. Elu botik and esil sabotim midrash is exactly what the Mitzudos Tav had said. Near and here is where he elaborates. You need this Rashi in order to really have a better appreciation of the Mitzudos Tav. It's a Gemara. Near, let us see in Parcha Gafen. Elu Bale Nikra. Let us see if the young budding Talmidei Chachamim have mastered Tanakh. Pita Chasmodar, did the small grapes, did they develop? Shaperach Neufel, the flower falls from the vine. Vehu Anavim Nikarim, and the grape is now noticeable for the very first time. Chu Pasuach Chasmodar, Pituach Hasmoda, that's the moment in time that's called the blossoming of those unripened grapes. Vilohem, and to these unripened grapes, Dima Bale Mishnah. After you learn Tanakh, then you master Mishnayis. Shehem Kroidim Lehonos Mehem Behoirohas Hatoira. It's close. The ultimate is going to be the fully blossomed grapes. But when the grapes begin to blossom, that's already the beginning of the process. That's Mishnayis. Soon, very soon, they will blossom. They will turn into Bali Talmud. Hey Neitzu Harimoinim. The next part of the pasuk says, did the pomegranates, did they blossom fully? Kishehem Gimurim, when they are complete. The Hanetz Shev Shesvivoy Sehem Neifel, when a grape blossoms completely, then the nates, okay, another part of the grape, it falls off.
This is the
remorse. I'm sorry, the remorse, the pomegranates. The nates, Sheb, Sivos, like the pit. I think the nates, the pitum, right? Is that the pitum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever, but it falls off.
Sort of fuzz around.
What?
Some sort of fuzz.
A fuzz?
Around
the pomegranate, okay. Kishayim, Gemurim, Vahanet, Sheb, Sehem, Neufel, Heinetsu, Neufel, the word Heinetsu means Neufel, Nitsoi. Heinetsu means that the nates, this thing falls off. Velohem dima balia talmud, and they are compared to the balia talmud. Shehein bechochma gemuro uruuyin leharos. They're complete in chochma. They are fit to render halachic decisions. Sham there etin es doidi. Sham erecho es kvoidi ugidulai shevach ben bonai uvnosai. There I will show you the praise of our nation. It's a very beautiful Rashi. If you want to know the greatness of Klal Yisrael, it's not to be seen in Forbes magazine, who are the millionaires of this world. And you'll go count the top 100 millionaires, you'll discover over 80 of them are Jews. That's not the place where Sham Etain Estodai Lach, I'll show my love to you, Hashem. I'll open up the magazine and show you who are the rich people in this world, who are the multimillionaires, the billionaires of this world. The place to show Hashem our love for you is to take you, give you a tour of the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Kinyosios. I remember years ago I was very disappointed. There was a rav that had contact with a big politician, and he took him to Flatbush. He brought him here to Flatbush, and he gave him a tour of Orthodox Jewry. And what was the crown jewel of Orthodox Jewry, which he wrote up this whole thing? What?
Pomegranate.
He took him to show him a supermarket. There was another story. That was also a story, but there was someone else. That was Brooks. My cousin was Brooks. Now I'm talking about a senator. I'm talking about there was this mice for that. Maybe that's where he got the idea from, my cousin, who took him over there. But I think it was a senator from a different state, who was taken in. There was a certain rough here in the neighborhood. In this neighborhood, took him here, gave him a tour also. He showed him pomegranates. This is Yiddish. Look at such a thing you have over here, a supermarket where only kosher food.
It has 613 pills.
This is not so. I heard people commenting. I remember who this was. First guy says, "This is such a bizarre." He says, "You take him to the yeshivas."
And that's going to impress him. How?
That's
know from it.
Well, it's not so simple.
I think he was just trying to show how.
Of course, he meant.
Normal.
Of course, he the affluence. Okay, they show how we could afford all these.
This guy Jeffries, he's with Black.
Yeah. Okay, so Einachanami gave him a tour to show what is. You want to know what orthodoxy is all about? Orthodoxy is not about food. It's about Torah and Yerushalayim. Einachanami. I don't mean chas v'shalom to be critical of anyone. Chas v'shalom. Who am I to say? But I just want to point out this Rashi. Rashi over here. We have a beautiful Rashi over here. The Rashi over here says. All of these things represent different stages of yeshivas. You take him to yeshiva katana, it's the mikra. You take him to a junior high school, this is the Balei Mishnah. You take them to an advanced yeshiva where they study chayra, asuke shmait, leave the hilchasa. This is shan. This is where you're going to find the pride and joy of Klal Yisrael. Not in the supermarkets, but in the Batei Midrashos, the Batei in the Yeshivas. This is the pride and joy of Klal Yisrael. It's a very powerful mussar of when we take pride in who we are. This is the pride we take, not in all of the Narishkeit that is out there. When you take Hashem on that tour, but when you take a politician on that tour, show them the buying power of Klal Yisrael.
That's why I like the successor, because it's Kabbalah.
We don't know why. That's a very big mystery of Aaron Kohler. When he made a Lakewood, he went all the way out to Lakewood. It's why was it? Why did he go there? What's the mystery? What? Your hotels. It was a developed area.
It was a winter resort.
It was a resort, so...
It didn't allow Jews.
It did not allow Jews?
But they bought out all the hotels.
Like Tom's River.
They're knocking on the doors there.
Yeah, it's very political now. Okay.
In-laws took their vacation in Lakewood.
Yeah, I know. It was a very big vacation. So I know. I had a neighbor, he used to tell me, I used to go every... He told me he used to drive all the time. My brother got married in Lakewood, so he took me. He drove us to Lakewood. He drove me to Lakewood. So while he took us to Lakewood, he was telling me years ago, probably 40 years ago. This person already since passed away. He was telling me all the years ago. He used to always go to Lakewood on vacation with his wife and family. It was the biggest vacation resort in America.
The Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts had estates there.
That was the big thing. And he was there. It was a very interesting conversation.
It's a beautiful lake.
Pines.
Okay. This is a powerful Musa Haska. Let's now take a look at the Targum of Pasuk Yud Beis. Kad when Chavu Ama Beis Yisrael. Now over here, the Targum is following in his theme. We're talking about Golos. If Chas V'Shon, the previous pasuk, Ani L'Dodi V'Olai Teshukaso. So the Targum, the previous Targum says we mentioned before Teshukaso Shoyk. It represents a matter of Ishus. If we behave well, Hashem will marry us. Hashem will be our husband. If Chas V'Shalom, we're not Ani L'Dodi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exile us. We will go among the Umos Olam, and they will have authority over us like a husband has authority over his wife. Continuing in that theme, Pasuk Yud Beis, Kad Chavu Amo Beis Yisrael, when they sinned, Agli Hashem Yoson Be'ara Disseir Chaklei Edom. Hashem exiled the Jewish people in the land of Seir, the portion of the Mount Melech Edom. Good morning, how are you? Amaras Kenisha Yisrael. At that point in time, Klal Yisrael spoke up and said, Bivou Minoch Riboin Kol Olma. I beg of you, Hashem, please Hashem, Kabel Tzloisi, accept my prayer. Da'ano mitzalya kodamach, that I pray before you, Bekirve Golusa, in the cities of Golus, Uve Pilche Amemaya, and the cities, the mechuzos of the Umos Olam. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Omrin b'nei Yisrael, Ilein l'Ilein. Now here we notice the difference in where the Targum deviates from the Rashi and the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yud Gimel is where Klal Yisrael are speaking one to another, not like Rashi and the Mitzudos where Klal Yisrael is continuing to speak to Hashem, but we're speaking one to another. Amrin b'nei Yisrael, Ilein l'Ilein, one to another. Nakdem b'tzafra. It's powerful stuff here. This is the makar for the inyan, the chavivas of learning before davening. Getting up very, very early to learn before davening. Nakdem b'tzafra, let's get up early. U'nahach l'beis kinishta u'l'beis midrasha, to go to the beis haknesses, to the beis medrash. U'nivakar b'sifra de'oiraisa. Okay, to get up early and to study Torah, v'nichne imita zaman purkana, and when we'll study Torah, then we will be able to detect through the study of Torah if the time has come, the Amo Beis Yisrael, for the nation of Klal Yisrael, the mistin that is compared, l'gufna, Klal Yisrael is compared to a vine, l'ispiraka, to be redeemed, migalus hon, from their exile, v'nishalach akimaya, and let's ask the wise men, if it's been revealed before Hashem the merits of the tzaddikim, the molyon pikodaya kirimon, the tzaddikim that are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate, imita, if it has arrived, kitsa, the zman, the kates I'm in, lemisak, to ascend, liyushalem, lemitan tamon shivach lelokodeshmaya, to give praise. When we'll come to Yerushalayim, we'll give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God, the God of the heaven, ulemikrav alavos, and to offer sacrifices to him. Alavos means oilois, v'nichsas kutsha, and sacrifices that are holy. Now there are many things over here being expressed. Among them is Klal Yisrael is speaking one to another, and we are encouraging each other. We're encouraging each other. Okay, let's go back to try to read these ideas into the pasuk. Nashkim alakramim. We say to ourselves in Golos, if we want Mashiach to come, we have to be mechazek one another and encourage one another to spend more time in the Beis HaKnesses and in the Beis HaMedrash. And not just to spend time, but Nashkima, there is an inyan of waking up early in the morning. It has to be the first thing on our agenda. Nashkima LaKramim. The Kramim, according to the Targum, is a code for the Batei Kinesios, the Batei Midrash. That's similar at least to the Rashi and the Mitzudos. Nireh. Now, what is the advantage? So this is amazing. What is the advantage of studying Torah? The advantage is then we will be able to detect if the Kates has arrived. Which, now, the Mepharshim, I want to point out from this Targum, at least he points out here in the Sosim Avedinos, is that there are always people in every single generation who know when Mashiach, the Zman of Mashiach is. Yaakov Avinu, even though he said, He'osu v'agid l'chem eis shayikr he'osu v'agid l'chem eis shayikr eschem yachr sayamim, he wanted to be in the Gal of the Kates, and it was nostalgic. It doesn't mean that he didn't tell them. Every generation, some say they are yechidim. there are select individuals who know when is the moment that Mashiach will come. It's just that they don't reveal this information to the tzibur. If we will be Isaac in the study of Torah, then we will be permitted, at least according to the Targum, to ask them, tell us, is the Zman, has the Zman arrived? Near it, by studying Torah early in the morning in the Kramim, the Brother Midrashos, near it, we'll be able to make a determination in Parcha HaGefen, if the Gefen Klal Yisrael, who is called the Gefen, if they have blossomed, Pitach HaSmodar, the smodar, he doesn't really explain that part in the Targum, but it means the tzaddikim, which are, that's the pomegranates. The pomegranates are the tzaddikim. The wise men are called here the gefen and the smodar. Heinetzu hari moinim. If the zuchus of the tzaddikim has finally ascended before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring merit for Klal Yisrael, to bring the Geula, and if this indeed is the time has arrived, then Sham we will ascend to the Beis HaMikdash, Etenes Dodai Lach, we will give our love to you in the form of offering carbon oilois and other holy sacrifices. So it's a very fascinating Targum. We're describing Yimos HaMashiach. We are really describing the bring of Mashiach. We have to be mechazik one another to wake up early in the morning to study the Beis Medrash. And in that schus, we'll be able to ask the Talmidei Chachamim if the Zman of Mashiach has arrived, because they are privy to this information. They will tell us if we have blossomed, if the tzaddikim, the schus of the tzaddikim is sufficient, so we could ascend and come to Yerushalayim and offer sacrifices there. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yudalit. Hadudoim nos nereach. Now we come to a new theme. The flowers have given forth fragrance. The yalpis socheinu kol negodim. And at our gate, at our front door, are all various types of delicacies. Chadoshim gam yishonim, new delicacies, old delicacies. Dodi, my beloved, sofanti loch, I have yearned for you. What I have yearned for has come. Mitzudos tavit, Pasuk, the last Pasuk of Erech Zion. Hadudim nos nureach, Pasuk Gedalid, Hevi Raya Shekarov Hadavar Sheparucha Hagefen. Here, according to the Mitzudos David, the Chashuka, the Isha, is bringing proof that the time of Mashiach is near. The time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arrival is near because there's already fragrance. Kihinei Isrei Hadudoim Kvar Hefrichu Umalim Reach Toiv. Because at this point in time, Klal Yisrael is saying that the flowers have blossomed and they're giving forth fragrance. V'al Pisachinu Kvar Yesh Kol Minei Migodim Min HaKadosh Min HaYoshan Shalashtakat. And at this point in time, already at our front door, there are all different types of delicacies, new and old. Shalashtakat from last year. Asher Kinisim Vitzapantim Losislach. We have at our front door delicacies that we had purchased last year and we're waiting to deliver to you. Uchi'ilu Omeris and Ziv Klal Yisrael is saying, V'hinei Re'isem Elu Mul Elu. You can see both the old and the new. Very easy. Re'isi Bohem Megadim Min HaChadoshim, Megadim Min HaChadosh, Megadim, delicacies that are new. V'im Kein Karov Hadava Shaparcha HaGefen. Therefore, since new things are blossoming, it appears that the vines are about to come forth. And when we'll go out into the field, it's certainly likely we're going to have satisfaction. And there I will show to you the intense love I have for you. Now, what does all this mean? V'hanim shalhu kilu tamar kinetz shol haloy af. So here he's coming to say a whole new idea. That even though in Pasuk Yud Gimel we have expressed, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to show our love to you by showing you all of the wonderful yeshivas, the yeshivas Yeshiva Ketanas, and the junior high schools, and the yeshiva Gedolas, all the different levels of Bali Mikra, Bali Mishma, Bali Gemara. But even the Amei Ha'aretz, the people that are thoroughly ignorant, they also are devoted to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haloi Af Amei Ha'aretz Shebohem, Shehim Arak B'tzuras Odom Kidmus Isvei Hadudoim. They have no fruit. The Amei Ha'aretz have no fruit, but at least they have fragrance. They are like flowers. Im kol ze gam heim nosnu reach be isek hamitzvos. V'yesh lachem kein bohem harbe zuchuyos. They have many merits. Mima she'osu mechadosh, from what? New things, new accomplishments that they have done, umash also mizman rav, and accomplishments from old accomplishments. The kulam asuim hema ba'avur kvoit shimcha v'lo lihis siyaher, and all of their accomplishments are only being done in order to give honor to your name, but not to take pride, not to become arrogant. The im koi osu ame harotzos, and if the ame harotzos who are ignorant have accomplished such great things in your honor, Maheim od hazuchuyos, how much more so are the merits of the Talmidei Chachamim who don't have only Maisim Tovim but also have the study of Torah, Asher Timsa Bein HaChachamim VeHaTalmidim. So therefore, we go back to the Pasuk with his interpretation of Irias, that after we've already mentioned Pasuk Yud Gimel about the Gefen and about the Smodar and the Rimonim, let's also take note of the Dudoim. The Dudoim, the flowers that do not produce fruit but do have a fine fragrance. Nosnu reach v'yal pisochenu, and at our entrance are kol migodim, are all of their accomplishments, the fragrance that they have produced, chadoshim, new accomplishments, gam yeshanim, old accomplishments, dodit sofanti loch. Now he does not explain over here the significance of the end of the pasuk. Dodit sofanti loch, which means there I have waited for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will show this to you, and there I will give you my love. Let's see Rashi pasuk gedal dodoim nos derech dvadai. No, sorry, dudo. I'm sorry, dudo. E hatayinim hatoyvos v'horos. Okay, so he has over here a new interpretation.
So the seeing teaches sofanti atmona, not waiting.
I've hidden. Okay, I've put aside. Tzafon. Okay, tzafon. I've put aside these flowers for you, for the future, for you to see the accomplishments of Klal Yisrael. Okay, now Rashi has an entirely different interpretation, and he is drawing this from the Medrash. The Medrash, he says, Dudo'ei hata'inim hatovos v'horo'os. There are two different types of figs. Okay, there's the du'ei of figs. There are the good ones and there are the bad ones. The good ones are edible, the bad ones are not edible. Kenyan Shenemar, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Har'eni Hashem, Hashem Hashem, Yirmiyah is speaking, he says in the prophecy, V'inei Shnei du'ei ta'edim, there are two different baskets. Okay, the du'ei, he's saying, he's touching over here, du'ei, I believe to mean a basket. There are two different baskets of figs. There are two different baskets. Hadoit u'echot toivois, this is pasuk in Yirmiyah, one basket is full of good figs, the hadoit hasheni ta'edim ro'os, and the other basket has bad figs. They're not edible. Asheloi toichleno, that cannot possibly be eaten. Who are the bad figs? Elu poishe Yisrael, these are the sinners. Achshav shneim nos nurech kulam avakshu ponecha. And the future, even the Rishoim, the evildoers of Klal Yisrael, will do tshuva and will return to your Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means over here. According to Rashi, the focus is all of the Dudoim will produce fragrance. Not just the basket of figs, the good figs, but even the basket of the figs that are not edible. Upon our entrance are Megadim, which means reward for many mitzvos. Chadoshim gam yishonim, shechodshu soifrim im hayishonim shekosafti olai, that Talmidei Chacham in every generation enact new takonos, and Klal Yisrael abides by their laws, by their takonos, in reward for fulfilling the words of the Chachamim. We merit reward. Those are the new rewards of the new generation, in addition to the reward of the previous generation. Sofanti loch, now what does this mean? L'shimcha uli avoido secha tzifantim bilibi, I have hidden in my heart. It's been put in my heart, the observance, the reward and the observance of the mitzvos, it's been put away in my heart. Dover acher, tzifanti, it doesn't mean that I've put away the love in my heart, but it means I'm yearning. Tzofain doesn't just mean hidden, it means to yearn. Tzofanti lechar ois loch shekiyamtim, I've hidden. Okay, it means I'm sorry. I've hidden to show you that I have fulfilled your mitzvahs. Okay, let's see the targum. Targum on pasuk yudalid. Targum says, V'kad yihei rava min kodem Hashem, when it will be Hashem's will, l'nifrak yos amei min golusa, to redeem the Jewish people from golus, yisamar l'malko Mashiach. Hashem will speak, will send a message to the Melech HaMashiach, kivar shilim keitz golusa, the keitz hayamin has arrived, the end of days have arrived, v'zachva sadikayo, and the merit of the righteous is basam kodomai, is fragrant before me, kireach baal simon, like the fragrance of besamim, of various types of besamim, balsam, the hakime daraya, the wise men of the generations, kivion al tare midrasha, they establish themselves by the gates of the bote midrashos. Oskin bepiskame sofraya, they busy themselves with the study of the svarim of the Torah, piskame araisa, with the words of the Rabbanan, all of the takanas of the Rabbanan, piskame araisa, and the laws of the Torah, ka'an, now, kum, get up, kabel malchuso di gi Nastiloch, except the Malchus which I have put away for you. So the speaker over here is the speaker according to this, there's a fundamental difference in the Targum over the Rashi and the Metzudos, because when it says Dodit Sofanti Loch is Hashem speaking. Hashem is saying that I've put away the Melech HaMashiach for you. I've put him away. Arise, accept the Malchus which I have put away for you, waiting for you, waiting the time reserved for you for the coming of Mashiach. Okay, so again, let's review the pasuk again, according to quotation of the Targum, Hadud Imnas Nureach. This means that the Duduim seemingly is the merit. The Dudoim means the Tzadikim. According to the Targum, the Dudoim means the Zachvas Tzadikaya is Basam Kodamai Kirech Baal Simon. The merit of the Tzadikim is reached, my Kisei HaKavod, and the time now has arrived, V'al Pesachin Kol Negodim, and at our door. And the Talmidei Chachamim are sitting at the door. The Megodim, according to the parish of the Targum, is the Talmidei Chachamim. They are the delightful ones. They study Torah. Where are they? They're by the door. Which door? The door of the Beis Medrash. Chadoshim Gam Yeshanim, the Oisek in all different types of Torah. The Chadoshim means the study of the Torah of the Rabbanon, the new enactments. Yeshanim means the study of the Doirais, the Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, since we have here the merit of the Tzadikim, and we have the merit of the Talmidei Chachamim who are studying the new and the old by the Pesach of the Beis Medrash, therefore, Dodi, my beloved, now seemingly it's Dodi over here is a reference either to the Melech HaMashiach, or it's a reference to Klal Yisrael, even though all throughout Shir Hashim, Dodi always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think there's something going to be very, 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 very disturbing. Throughout Shir Hashim, the word Dodi is always a reference that the Klal Yisrael uses in reference towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, it appears, maybe I'm wrong, but it appears that Dodi is being used a bit differently. My beloved is Klal Yisrael. Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael. Now the time has come. Safanti Lach, I want to give you what I have put away for you. I want to give you Mashiach. I want to bring you Mashiach. I'm telling the Melech HaMashiach to arrive, to reveal himself, in order that you will mekabel upon yourself the Ol Malchus Shemayim, and our relationship should once again be fully restored. Okay, now before we go further, this pasuk is very popular. If you learn, you study the union of Chanukah, it's impossible not to be awakened when you read this pasuk, to be reminded of a very popular Medrash Pliya that's mentioned in regard to Chanukah. Hadudoim nos nureach. This is, the Medrash says, this refers to Reuven. Elu. This is Reuven. Reuven was the one that came home in the field, and he had the Dudoim, and he was going to give it to his mother. He was going to give it to his mother, Leah. And Rachel said, please give me the Dudoim b'neich. In exchange, you can be tonight with Yaakov instead of me. Tonight it's my turn to be with Yaakov. in exchange for giving me the Dudo Ebenech, you can go and have my turn, you can be with Yaakov Avinu tonight. And indeed, this exchange took place, and what happened? What happened was, Leah became pregnant with Yisachar. Yisachar, that's why she called him, Yisachar was born from that union. Now, the Chazal say, Ha-Dudu'im Nos Nureyach, this refers to Ruvain. Then when it says, V'al Pesachenu Kol Migodim, this is Ner Chanukah. This is what it says in the Medrash, Ner Chanukah. And the question is, my inyan shmita etzel hasinai, what does Reuven have to do with Migodim, Pesachenu Kol Migodim, a reference to Chanukah? So a number of interpretations. Let me just try to remind myself of some of the simple ideas of what is the significance. So one idea, the one popular idea is as follows. Why was it did Reuven have the merit to save Yosef? Yosef, it says in the Chazal, the brothers were about to kill Yosef, and Reuven said to his brothers, Al tishpichu dam, don't kill Yosef, let's throw him into the pit. Let's throw him into the pit, and we'll figure out what to do with him. And the pasuk goes on to say the reason why he did it was Laman Hatzilo, so his kavanah was to save Yosef. He did not want Yosef to die. The problem was Reuven, because he switched the bed of his father with after the death of Rachel, he took the bed of his father and put the bed of his father in the tent of Leah. He did not want his father Yaakov to put his bed in the tent of Bilhah, so that was a terrible sin. It was considered as if he lived with Bilhah, and therefore he went to do tshuva. Because he was not present at that moment in time, the brothers quickly sold Yosef to the Midianim and the Yishmaelim, and he went down to Mitzrayim. But at least in the meantime, he did delay them from killing Yosef by throwing him into, convincing them to tal tishpichu dam, and throwing him into the pit. Now the question was, why was it from all of the brothers, it was specifically Reuven that had the zuchus to save Yosef? Obviously they all had some guilty conscience. You can't say they didn't have a guilty conscience. Why was it that the guilty conscience sprouted in Reuven over all of the other ones, that he was the one that was instrumental in having him remain alive? So the Medrash says, I'm not sure if it's a Medrash or it's a Chazal, it's because Hamaschil b'mitzvah Oymim loy gemar, or Megalgalin zuchus alayde zakai, or once you already did one thing, you have one merit, automatically the Torah is machzeres alachsanya shalom. What do we mean? Who was truly responsible for the birth of Yosef? So shockingly, surprisingly, it was Reuven, Chazal say. Because Reuven gave the Dudoim to Rachel. Reuven brought the Dudoim. What were the Dudoim in ancient times? It was a fertility pill. It was fertility treatment. The Dudoim. All the Mefarshim say this. And Reuven brought these Dudoim back home for his mother, Leah. Rachel was the one who was an Akara. So Rachel says, you have here a rare commodity. Give it to me. You don't need it. You already had many children. You will be successful in having children even if you don't take these fertility treatments. Let me have a chance. So indeed, Leah gave the Dudoim to Rachel, and in exchange, Leah was with Yaakov that evening and had Yisachar. Rachel took the Dudoim and had Yosef. So it was Reuven who was responsible for the Leda of Yosef. He's the one that provided the Dudoim, which was instrumental in bringing about the birth of Yosef. Now the brothers want to kill Yosef. Yosef is a Moide Moide Malchus. So Reuven says, but Yosef is the product of my labor. I'm the one who is, now we don't know the significance, and the Torah is telling us that when he brought back Dudoim from the field, obviously it's not just so simple, he just happened to find some flowers and brought them home. Obviously there's a lot of depth, a lot of things going on over there, Kavanah was. And since Reuven was the one that was instrumental in causing Yosef to be born, it bothered him much more than any one of the other brothers that Yosef now was about to be killed. For the other brothers, easy come, easy go. But for Yosef, this is the product of my labor. It's like Chana. Chana said to Eli, when Shmuel was Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, Shmuel was brought to Eli, and there was a question, can a Zar do Shechita? Is Shechita Kesher Bizar? And Shmuel Paskin, Shechita Keshera Bizar. Eli said to Shmuel, excellent, you paskin correctly, but you are Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, and therefore Yechayiv Misa, you are going to die. Chana gets word that her son is on death row. She arrives in Mishkan Shiloh, and she says to Eli, "You remember me? You promised that I would have this child." So Eli says, "I'm sorry. He was Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. He committed a very great crime. We have no choice, but he has to die. And as far as my blessing to you, do not worry. You'll have another child. You will have a replacement." So Chana said, "El Hanar Hazeh." Hispalalti. There will be no replacement for Shmuel because Shmuel came to the Koyach HaTfilah. If you're going to give me a replacement, it's going to be a gift. It's just going to be easy come, easy go. This child, yeah, I prayed for, I exerted myself, I toiled over this child, you can't replace something that you work hard for. Similarly, Yosef Reuven was the one that was responsible for the birth of Reuven. Therefore, it was much more difficult. Or sorry, Reuven was responsible for the birth of Yosef. It was much more painful for Reuven to see Yosef die. So therefore, it was Reuven that wanted to save him. So what does this have to do with Chanukah? So the Mepharshim say Chanukah took place on the 25th day of Kislev. Why, from all the calendar days in the year, was this day selected? Because this day has a precedent. This was the day when the Mishkan was finished. The tradition is on the 25th day of Kislev, Klal Yisrael completed the building of the Mishkan. They were way ahead of schedule. They were way ahead of schedule. It was only meant to finish the Mishkan on the first day of Nisan or the 23rd day of Adar, but they finished way ahead of their time. And Moshe said, "Okay, very good. We have to wait because Hashem wants us to have the Chanukah HaMishkan Aleph Nisan. We're going to have to wait." But because this day was zoicha to be the Hashlama of the Mishkan, Menela 2,000 years later, in the time of Chanukah, when they came to re-sanctify the Mizbeach, to re-sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, it was selected the Nes of Chanukah should happen on the 25th day of Kislev, because once this day was already Zoiche, there was Mesiras Nefesh, Klal Yisrael exerted themselves and expressed the Chashivas for the building of the Mishkan, and it came out that this day was the day which represented their Chavivas. This day narrated it'll be Torah Machzeres Alachsanya Shalom. And will come a time later in the future in Klal Yisrael when there's going to be a miracle of Chanukah, a rededication. It's going to be on the 25th day of Kislev. So that's how these two, this is a very popular drush of why these two things go together in this pasuk. Hadudoim Nosnu Reach. This refers to Reuven. Reuven was the one that saved Yosef from execution, from death. The Al Pesachenu Kol Magadim. This is Yemei Chanukah. What is the relationship? Why was it Reuven? Because Reuven was the one who brought the flowers to Leah, which went to Rachel, which produced Yosef. Yosef was a product of Reuven's effort. Memela, it was his doing. Therefore, he could not allow his effort, his labor, to go to waste. So too, the 25th day of Kislev was the product of Klal Yisrael's effort, their toil of building a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This day cannot go to waste, and this day has to again be the day in which the Chanukah HaMikdash will take place. That's one. Another drush, another very interesting drush that talks about Chshad. We all know there's a concept that the Yisem Nikiyim Le Hashem Umi Yisrael. It's never good to be under suspicion, to be subject to any type of wrongdoing. So the third, so the Rashi tells us that when Reuven when they threw him into the pit, he told his brothers, "Al tish b'chudam, don't spill blood. Let's throw Yosef into the pit." And then the pasuk says, "Leman hashivoy el aviv." Rashi there comments Ruach HaKodesh Emeris Kane. The one that said these words was Ruach HaKodesh. It's Yosef, Ruve never said this. He never said it to anyone. But the Torah injected this into the pasuk to let us be aware that Ruvain had, when he told his brothers, let's throw him into the pit, even though we know that in the pit there was snakes and scorpions, he did not see it. It was more than 20 amos below, he did not see it. His kavanah was 100% l'shem shemaim in order to save his life. Now the question is, why is that necessary? We can deduce from the end of the story that Ruvain acted l'shem shemaim, because it says a few psukim later, Ruvain came back and he saw that Yosef was not in the bar. He ripped his clothing and he said to his brothers, what in the world did you do? What happened to Yosef? And they said to him, oh, we sold him while you were away. So Ruvain went crazy. He ripped his clothing and he said, what am I going to do now? How am I going to go back home to my father? How am I going to go tell him what happened to our brother Yosef? So from the end of the story, it's crystal clear that when Ruvain threw Yosef into the bar, his kavanah was 100% l'shem shemayim, that he wanted to save his brother Yosef. So why is it necessary for the Torah to immediately tell us leman hashivo el aviv? So the answer the Mefarshim give is because if the Torah did not write this, we would have to go when they were learning the Torah, you would for 3-4 psukim until we get to the time when the Torah tells when he came back and he was so upset, you would be choish him temporarily, because they would say, here they go, they're about to kill him. So Reuven says, let's throw him into the pit. Maybe you'll argue Reuven was devious. He was even worse. They want a cold blood. They want to kill him in cold blood. We'll kill him indirectly. We'll throw him into a pit. There are scorpions and snakes. It'll be a more painful death. His blood won't be on our hands. Who says Reuven's kavanah was l'shem shemayim when he wanted to throw Yosef into the pit? He's throwing him into the pit for other reasons, but it was not l'shem shemayim. It was in order to make it a clean assassination. So in order that you should not be choshed Reuven even for 2-3 psukim, until we get back to the part when he comes back and he discovers that discovers that he's not there and he rips his clothing, so the Torah right away said, let's now go and get this, make it clear from the get-go that Reuven never did anything shaloi l'shem shemayim. So that, what's the connection to Pesachenu kol migodim? So the Mefarshim explain Pesachenu is b'loshen rabim. One of the mekoros of the sugya of Maris Ayin, one of the major sugyas of Maris Ayin, is the Masechta Shabbos, that deals with a person that has a home and has two entrances. You have the front exit, the front entrance, and the back. So where do you have to put the menorah? So Bizman HaZeh, to this is not totally not relevant, Bizman HaZeh, because Bizman HaZeh is Pesumanisa in the Bayis, so you don't have to even put it by the window wall together. By the time of Chazal, when you put the menorah by the Pesach HaBayis, and if you have a very large home, and you have an entrance on Avenue L, and an entrance on Avenue K, right? You have a very large house that goes from one to the other. So you have to go put. We have to put the menorah on both entrances. On both entrances because of chshat, maris ayin, the al pisochenu, and upon pisochenu b'loshon rabim, both of our entrances, the front entrance and the back entrance, there are migodim. Migodim means the lights. The lights here refers to the Hanukkah menorah. Double. Why? There should never be any suspicion of not following the mitzvahs, the mitzvah, the maris ayin, especially when it comes to Hanukkah. Hanukkah represents the dinim derabbanan, Torah. The said Nikiyim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. So these two things go together very, very well according to this interpretation. Hadudoim Nos Nureyach. When it came Zer Ruvain, Ruvain was the one the flowers gave forth fragrance. The word Dudoim is a code word for Ruvain. Ruvain was the one who provided flowers. So that's that we call him by the name, it's a code for Ruvain. He gave forth fragrance. When he threw his brother Yosef into the pit, the Torah immediately tells us, don't be suspicious, don't suspect Reuven of wrongdoing. He did it leman hashivo el aviv. We don't even want you to think for 2-3 psukim that he did something wrong. You're going to have to read it down and find out what happened later on to reveal. No. I'm telling you right away, there should not be any marasayin, any chashat. Likewise, a halacha that's extremely relevant to this topic, which is one of the major sources of Al Pesachinu Kol Megodim, when you have a bayis and you have more than one entrance, you have to put a menorah on both of the pesachim, the front and the back. Chanukah menorah on both entrances. No one should suspect that you're not through the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
They're still doing. They put the menorah outside.
You put out like Eretz Yisrael, do it, right? But they still do it on both pesachim. Maybe it could be. That's halacha. Okay, so this concludes Perek Zayin. We have one more perek to go, and we will stop here.